Hey, this is Erin Moran from A Girl Called Eddie, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Christian Svengensen in Stuyvesant, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for July the 10th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. The state of Colorado ranked second in the nation in May for the percentage of residents dropped from Medicaid health insurance rolls. That includes 500,000 who are still eligible for the program. That's according to a new analysis by the Colorado Center on Law and Policy.
As Bethany Prey with the center explains, when people with disabilities lose coverage, they lose critical services they rely on every day to live independently, to interact with their families, and to work.
When you have a system that drops people from Medicaid, it does endanger life, it endangers health pretty immediately, and it also puts people at risk of being put into institutions because they can't operate at home without those services.
Medicaid coverage was automatically renewed during COVID, but that ended in the spring of 2023. State officials have defended the terminations, arguing that numbers have returned to normal. I'm Eric Galatis.
Prey notes the agency has publicly admitted they just don't know what happened to 42% of participants, some 300,000 people, who lost their coverage. And President Joe Biden Tuesday announced plans to supply new air defenses to Ukraine in a speech opening the NATO summit, providing much-needed support for the country at a critical juncture in its defense against Russia's invasion. That from CNN. They report the U.S., Germany, and Romania will each provide a Patriot battery of their own, while the Netherlands will work with other countries to enable an additional Patriot battery. During his speech Tuesday, Biden vowed the U.S. will make sure that when we export critical air defense interceptors, Ukraine goes to the front of the line. And there is a new wildfire risk map updated by Headwaters Economics and the U.S. Forest Service. It reveals Florida, despite being surrounded by water, faces significant wildfire dangers similar to those in western states like California and Colorado. We get more in this Daily Yonder Florida News Connection collaboration.
Kelly Pohl of Headwaters Economics says rural communities are a big concern.
What we're seeing is really widespread wildfire risk across the country. This is certainly not just a western issue. There are a lot of states in the east, especially in the southeast, that have wildfire risk.
The updated map at wildfirerisk.org highlights counties and tribal areas nationwide most vulnerable to wildfires. It incorporates the latest data on vegetation, climate, home construction, and wildfire simulations. I'm Tramel Gomes.
New grant programs from the Biden administration aim to equip communities for better fire resilience. A $5 million pilot program to convert vehicles to wildfire engines in rural communities is underway. Meantime, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has allocated another $250 million. This is Public News Service. Next to New Mexico, where advocacy groups are calling on the governor to cancel next week's special session, where lawmakers are scheduled to debate public safety legislation.
The coalition, which includes progressive-leaning groups that support the governor on many issues, wants community experts consulted before laws are passed. Equality New Mexico's executive director, Marshall Martinez, says the proposals on next week's agenda are rushed and would present complicated policy changes to behavioral health care, addiction treatment, and homelessness.
We're talking about the ability of the state to force someone into an inpatient treatment center without their consent. And we're talking about things like criminalizing panhandling.
I'm Roz Brown.
And three members of Nebraska's Students for Sustainability, among the youngest participants at the recent Citizens Climate Lobby Conference in Washington, D.C.
Omaha Central High School incoming senior Evelina Sain heads the organization, which is made up of mostly high school students. Sain says one of their takeaways is how many values farmers and environmentalists share. She says although some city dwellers may be inclined to tell farmers what they should be doing differently, farmers are, in her words, some of the most sustainable people we know.
Because they're so incredibly connected with nature, and their values are just rooted in what they can provide for the earth and what the earth can provide for them. So really prioritizing our farmers is so crucial as we transition towards a sustainable future within our state.
Sain stressed the nonpartisan nature of Citizens Climate Lobby, which starts all of its meetings with an appreciation. Nebraska attendees use the occasion to thank their congressional delegation for supporting the National Center for Resilient and Regenerative Precision Agriculture, which recently broke ground in Lincoln. I'm Deborah Van Fleet.
One of the students' asks was for lawmakers to prioritize helping Nebraska farmers get Inflation Reduction Act funds for regenerative agriculture. And finally, our Shantia Hudson lets us know Alabama officials have announced critical infrastructure improvements in Selma this week that will pave the way for a new riverwalk.
The Selma 14 project to reduce erosion near the city's historic train depot is now complete. About 10 years ago, city officials planned to build a riverwalk near the Edmund Pettus Bridge to connect the area with downtown Selma. However, Mayor James Perkins told people at the ribbon-cutting ceremony that the project faced unexpected obstacles.
During 2014, there was this idea of moving forward with a riverwalk. And as that project was being conceptualized, it was determined that the riverbank was not stable enough.
He says funding this project wasn't easy for the small rural city, but with funds from the state and federal government, they were finally able to complete it a decade later.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Remember, Enlist is supported. Hear us on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform, and you can always find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, July 10th. Local early morning temperatures range from 67 degrees in Medusa to 76 in Skodak. Air quality will be moderate and heat advisories are out. Rainy today thanks to Beryl's leftovers. Hopefully any tornadoes that form stay to the west. Conditions will be roughest this afternoon. Gusty winds are expected near dark, so you're likely wise to secure anything loose in the yard. A high of 89 happens at 2 p.m. After dark, another surge of rain can be expected. We see a low of only 76. It will be very humid. Tomorrow, a high of 87 at 4 p.m. Rain all day long. 70 degrees. Overnight takes us into a still soggy-looking Friday with a high of 84. Saturday, still rainy. Maybe we catch a break in the afternoon. High of 88. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:45 a.m., high tide at 6:43 a.m., low tide again at 1:26 p.m., and high tide once again at 7:33 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 71 degrees and the tide strength is average. Sunset today will be at 8:18 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:26 a.m. Looking way up, we see sunspot 3738 is getting pretty big and it's pointing right at us. Its beta gamma magnetic field means it's unstable and due to push an X-class flare chance out sometime in the near future. As such, X-class flare chances are getting pushed up to 10% at least. Plasma winds will be average at 401 kilometers per second with an average density of 5 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently okay below 4 MHz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 143, and this has been the Better Weather for Wednesday, July 10th, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
What else do DJs get? I mean, we're just voices in the air, but we're what makes radio live. And what do we get for it? Seems like every year you pack everything up, move to another town. Gets harder and harder to find a station that'll let you program music you want to play. And, well, you're 40 and there's some kid half your age who will take your job and do it for half the money. And then you find yourself making silly demands. Free coffee. But that's my little moment of honesty, so we can get back to the nonsense.
the most prolific Wadada Leo Smith, with so many recordings, so many awards, so much to say. And just at his website, reading his philosophy and language of music, and some of the many awards and that he has received just within the last 5 or 6 years. And just his output of recordings is really astounding. His website is simply wadadaleosmith.com. You can read more about that. We were just listening to this release from 2013 on Clean Feed Records. It's called Twine Forest. Wadada Leo Smith on trumpet and Angelica Sanchez on piano. We heard Light Black Birds. And going back one step, we heard the composition Looking for Light from the trio Danilo Perez, John Patitucci, and Brian Blade. That's pianist, bassist, and drummer. They released from 3 years ago, Children of the Light on Mac Avenue Records. Pianist Danilo Perez and trumpeter Wadada Leo Smith, both December babies, both having a birth date this month. Time is now 21 minutes past 11 o'clock. I'm Cheryl Kay, the host of the Jazz Disturbance, now on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., the first, second, third, and fifth Sundays of each month. No, I have nothing against the fourth Sundays. That's when I was on Thursday night. I never did the fourth Sundays, Thursdays of the month. But no, I have nothing against it. It's just the way I am. Anyway, let us move on, shall we, to the feature of the day. And the reason I came to do this show with a number of selections from pianist and composer Sakoto Fuji is, you know, it was just the end of the year, and I know a number of programmers do their end of the year roundup, the top 20, the top 30, this and that. I didn't want to do it, and I'm the most unconventional person. I just looked at all the music that I had amassed this year, and I looked at her because, well, she's done something so astounding, releasing a release every month in honor of her birthday, plus all of the other things that she's done. She's released some other things besides that. I think it's astounding. And it wasn't just in the same setting. Trios. She worked with her orchestra, on and on. And we'll go through this as we go through the show. But let me just read a little bit about Miss Fuji. In pianist and composer Sakoto Fuji's native Japan, reaching the age of 60 is traditionally so important that there's a special word for the milestone, kenreiki. It's a moment to remember life's accomplishments and to put former troubles behind you. Rather than using her kenreiki year to look back at a remarkably prolific career of more than 30 years, Fuji has produced one new release per month, featuring new works for current projects, debuting special projects, and introducing new working bands. So here we are. We'll take this one that came from January of this year. This came out late January on Libra Records. Libra Records is the label that she co-founded in 1997 with her husband, trumpeter and composer Natsuki Tamura. This release is simply Satoko Fuji solo. It's all her. It was recorded live in Yumenikon Hall in the Japanese city of Yawatahama. The composition we're about to hear is called Gyarados, a luminous abstraction of metallic drones, muted strings, and raps on the piano. For a piano player, it's hard to make bad music when you have a good piano in a good acoustic space. The words from pianist and composer Satoko Fuji about her experience in the Yumenikan Hall in the Japanese city of Yokohama. That's where she recorded this release, put out in January on Libra Records. It's simply Satoko Fuji solo, and we heard the tune Gyaradus.
There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul. Snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave. You give me this moment, then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you, turns me your slave. Come to me, any little thing you want to, anything, baby, just let me get next to you. So am I insane, or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above you in the clear blue skies. How about you? Just can't live my life without you, baby. Come here, don't have no fear. Oh, is there a wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? So tell me why I stop to think about this. That would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Now if there's a cloud up above us, come on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together will endure a hurricane. Ooh, my baby, won't you let me love you and get relief from this awful misery? Why is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? With some, my soul's on fire. Come on and take me. I'll be watching, make me my darling, my sweet. Oh, baby, you make me feel so good. Let me take you by the hand. Come, let me visit out there in that new promised land. Maybe there we can find all the place to use a loving state of mind. So tired of being without and never know what love's about. Miss Harry, you can call on him and you can blow now if you want to. I'm through.
The great Amy Winehouse. That was from her first album, which was called Frank. And boy, I just think she was an amazing talent. The movie biography of her life is going around right now. It's simply called Amy, and if you're a fan, it's tragic for sure, but a great look at her talent. This way I know how.
what he just can't see. She give him love and that his body can't handle.
She's so good to me. She's so good to me.
One day he goes and takes a look at the mirror. Doesn't recognize his own face. His health is fading and he doesn't.
Placing high stakes, making hearts ache. He's loved in seven languages. Diamond nights and ruby lights, high in the sky. Heaven help him when he falls.
You know those people that you're always talking to on Instagram and you're chatting back and forth and you're like, hey, I like your picture of your face. It's really cool. And, hello? A lot of times on Instagram you'll be scrolling through and you'll see somebody and you'll be like, oh, I love their music, and you'll like their post, and then they'll re-like you or add you as a friend, and then you're like, oh, I'm best friends with this guy now, I'm sure of it. Well, a couple of years ago, Gelato Negro had put out a record that I thought was amazing, and I played it a lot on my radio show, and ended up having kind of an Instagram bro-ship with them, and love him and what he's making. Gelato Negro is sort of like this synthesis of all the things that became a little bit more popular, and I won't have to tell you exactly who they are because you can hear them in his voice. But he is the originator of some amazing, amazing sounds. And this is some brand new stuff. I don't know how to pronounce it. Pais Nublado? P-A-I-S. Get any pronunciation key there? P-A-I-S. Pais? Pais? I don't know. I like to do anything to do with ice cream. I'm down. Gelato Negro right now. Brand new. Battlefield Earth.
Obsesionado con mi boca, habla sin respirar. Despacio te digo, porque nos falta un tiempo más para pasear este país nublado, este país nublado. Para pasear este país nublado, este país nublado. And I, having lost my mind, thinking about you. And I, having lost my breath, shouting all the things we're about to do. And we'll take our turn, and we'll take our time, knowing that we'll be here long after you. Para pasear este país nublado, este país nublado. Para pasear este país nublado, este país nublado. Para pasear este país nublado,
este país nublado para pasear este país nublado este país nublado
See what I mean? It's like a gentle tropical breeze blowing through your coquito. Ah, man, I don't have to get into why music like that is so good, because it just is.
The ostensible purpose of my lecture demonstration, Principia Schizophonica, is to explore in some detail both the expressive or artistic and the philosophical implications of the expanding cultural predominance of communications technologies and electronic media that are rooted in and engendered by the phenomenologically violent, though technically sanitized act of severing subjectively generated phonic materials from the natural warmth of the human glottis and casting them forth into the cold anti-nature of the disembodied speech apparatus. While the cognitive capacities for the genesis of an individual language remain embodied in the human corpus, the speech apparatus becomes material attached, distended, dislocated, and thereby becomes available for the performative degeneration of its own post-mortem scrutiny, more analysis, and subsequent retransmission. If, as it has been stated by many others, the residual corruptions of human glottis automatic casting hold into and above all beyond the wasted electromagnetic currencies decapitation those who participate in the entranced and even cannibalistic complex regards to
his
taking the words of the then other, we are morally obliged to mouth Martin Heidegger. Might one then not ask, what is for one's role dimension
and
does of severing subjectively generated phonic materials from the natural warmth of the human glottis and casting them forth into the cold, and I neger. For speech, apparatus. While the cognitive synthesis of an individuated language can remain embodied in the human corpus, the speech apparatus becomes materially detached, distended, dislocated. It is my contention here.
Although this detachment is enforced through means
external, it is at least as significant to the detached
signifier from the
consequential lesson. In the deeply embedded discourse of existential phonosyntheticism. If, as it has been stated by many others,
it results
in the elect and headless utterances of all those who participate in the entranced and even cannibalistic fervor with regards to more than other
horribly obliged
mouth
noise
of Martin
Heidegger, because
rooted
ways
the
like
fundamental
the
orientation to suggest the impulse to indulge
severance
in nature
of
and consequently profoundly and inescapably auto-erotic.